Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a classic sub-pressure DNB stab inside Ableton Live 12, a Hoover-style synth stab with warm tape-like grit, paired with a clean mono sub so it lands properly in jungle, old school, rollers, and darker drum and bass. The goal here is not some giant modern EDM bass monster. We want something sharper, dirtier, and more characterful. Think of it like a short, aggressive stab that punches through the breakbeat, with enough low-end support to feel heavy, but not so much that it smears the mix. That contrast is what makes this style work. Clean sub under dirty mids. Tight drums against wide, gritty character. Short notes against open space. If you get this balance right, the sound will feel alive in a drop, answer the drums nicely, and give your track that old-school attitude without flooding the low end. Let's start with the musical idea. In DNB, a stab like this usually works best as a call and response phrase. So instead of holding long notes, we're going to program short hits that land around the kick and snare, not on top of them. A simple one-bar or two-bar MIDI pattern is enough. Try using the root note, the minor third, and the fifth if you want a darker classic vibe. Keep the notes short, around eighth notes to quarter notes, and make sure they leave room for the breakbeat. A good rule is this. If the stab is stepping on the snare tail, shorten it. In this genre, note length matters just as much as the actual sound. Now load up Operator. You can use Waveatable too, but Operator is a really friendly choice for beginners because it's straightforward and clean for bass-focused work. Start with a saw-based tone. A single saw is enough to begin with. If you want more thickness later, you can add another oscillator, but keep it simple at first so you can hear what each processing step is doing. Shape the amp envelope so the sound feels punchy and controlled. Keep the attack super fast, around 0 to a few milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere in the 300 to 700 millisecond range. Sustain should stay low, maybe 0 to 30%. Release can set around 80 to 180 milliseconds. You're aiming for something that hits hard and gets out of the way quickly. That's the key mindset here. Impact first, character second. If the stab doesn't land on the groove, no amount of processing will save it. Next, let's give it that Hoover-style attitude. If you're in Waveatable, choose a saw-rich Waveatable and use a small amount of unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, with low to moderate to tune. Keep it aggressive but not smeared. If you're an Operator, you can keep it simple and use a chorus-style effect later if needed. A tiny bit of widening is fine, but don't make the attack blurry. In DNB, clarity is power. Now add auto filter after the synth. Start with a low-pass 12 filter. Keep the cutoff somewhere in the middle range, depending on how bright your patch is, and use just a little resonance. You can add a touch of envelope movement if you want the stab to bite a bit more at the start. Again, we're not trying to make some huge evolving synth line. We want a short hit with attitude. Now for the fun part, saturator. This is where the warm take style grit comes in. Put saturator after the synth or after the filter, and start gently. Drive around +3 to +8 dB is a good working range. Turn soft clip on. Lower the output so you're not just getting louder for no reason. If the sound feels too sharp, try analog clip mode, which can give a more rounded, more tape-like character. If you want warmth, keep it subtle. A few dB of drive, soft clipping on, and a little output trim is enough to add harmonics and presence. If you want a more old-school, dirty bite, push the drive higher and then tame the tone later with EQ. That extra harmonic content helps the stab cut through small speakers and dense breakbeats without needing huge volume. Now let's split the sound into two roles, sub and grit. This is a super important move for DNB because the low end needs to stay stable. Put the sound into an audio effect rack and create two chains. One chain is the sub, the other chain is the grit. On the sub chain, use EQ8 and low pass it around 80 to 120 Hz. Then use utility and set the width to 0% so it stays mono. You can leave this chain clean or add just a tiny bit of saturation if it really needs it, but usually boring is good here. A simple sign like low tone is exactly what you want. It gives the dirty layer something solid to sit on. On the grit chain, do the opposite. Use EQ8 and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so the low end is out of the way. This lets the saturation work where it matters, in the low mids and mids. If the stab needs more bite, you can add a small boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. That's often where the attitude lives. If you want the sound to stay big on small speakers, this is the layer that gives you that presence. This split is one of the best beginner tricks for making bass sounds feel heavy without becoming muddy. Keep the sub clean. Let the grit get messy above it. If the stab feels spiky or uneven, add compressor or glue compressor after the saturation. Keep it light. We're not trying to squash it flat. A ratio around 2:1:4:1, with an attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds and a release set to auto or somewhere in the 100 to 300 millisecond range, is a good starting point. You only need a few dB of gain reduction. Then use EQA to fine-tune the tone. If it gets boxy, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it starts to hurt, reduce some of the harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it feels too thin, a gentle boost around 120 to 180 Hz can help, but be careful not to clash with the kick and sub. In DNB, it's usually better to add harmonics than to overboost the lows. Now let's make it groove. The Hoover Stab gets much more musical when you automate a few things. Try opening the filter cutoff a little in the second bar. Try pushing saturator drive a bit on the final hit of the phrase. If you use reverb, keep it short and use it sparingly, maybe only on transition hits. You can also automate width in the grit layer during breakdowns, then pull it back for the drop, so the bass feels more focused. Velocity is useful too. Make the first stab hit harder, let the answer hit a little softer, then bring the final hit up again before the loop resets. That gives you a very classic DNB call and response feel. The drums speak, the stab answers, and the groove feels intentional instead of repetitive. For a simple arrangement, think in sections. Start with a filtered version in the intro. Build up with the cutoff opening gradually. In the first drop, keep the stab fairly controlled and let the groove establish itself. Then in the second drop, add more saturation, a higher octave layer, or a slightly more open filter. That progression is very common in old school and jungle-inspired arrangements. First drop sets the vibe. Second drop adds pressure. Make sure you check the sound in mono. The sub should stay centered. The gritty layer should not disappear when summed down. The snare still needs to punch through. If the stab is masking the snare, reduce some low-mid energy or shorten the notes. If it feels weak, don't just crank the volume. Add a little more saturation. Tighten the envelope or trim the reverb. A lot of new producers make the mistake of overprocessing this kind of sound. Resist that urge. One or two well-chosen processes usually beat a giant chain. The classic DNB sounds that hit hardest are often surprisingly simple. Here are a few extra pro-style ideas you can try once the basic version is working. You can layer a very quiet octave-up version to add menace. You can try a tiny bit of frequency shifter on the grit layer for a more unstable, haunted feel. You can automate a resonant low-pass sweep at the end of a phrase to create a little transition into the next bar. You can also resample the stab to audio, then chop it like a break sample. That's a very authentic jungle workflow, and it often gives you more personality than endlessly tweaking the synth. Another good trick is to add a ghost stab. Duplicate the sound, low-pass it heavily, and only let it appear on offbeats or end-of-bar hits. It adds depth without making the arrangement feel crowded. You can also make a question and answer pair. One stab brighter and tighter, one reply darker and more saturated. Alternate them every bar, and you instantly get a more musical phrase. For practice, I want you to make three versions of the same Hoover stab. First, a clean version with minimal saturation, mono sub, and short decay. Second, a warm tape grit version, with saturator drive around +4 to +6 dB, soft clip-on, and a grit layer high-passed above 100 Hz. Third, a darker rave version with a bit more to tune, stronger saturation, and a small filter automation sweep. Then place each one in a 2-bar DNB loop with drums, a simple breakbeat, and one sub note on the root. Compare them in context. Don't judge the sound solo. Judge it against the drums. That's where the real answer lies. If you want the fastest route to a great result, remember this. Short notes, clean mono sub, gritty upper layer, and just enough saturation to make the harmonic speak. That's the essence of this sound. By the end of this lesson, you should have a Hoover-style stab that feels at home in jungle, old-school DNB, rollers, or darker bass music. It should hit hard, stay controlled, and bring that warm tape-style grit without wrecking the low end. Try it, trust the groove, and keep it tight. That's how you get pressure.